And welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith for his weekly visit. And what a busy week you've had in the transaction department.
It has been, Patty. I mean, obviously part of managing the season is roster management. And so when there are injuries that occur, sometimes it necessitates roster moves, and we had a few of them this week.
Well, take us through kind of you had a lot of them, but take us through kind of who came and who left.
Well, you know, we've got an issue at corner right now. And so what we did is there was a young man that we had identified, Brian Gain and the pro staff. They do a fantastic job of always keeping us abreast of the players that are either on other people's practice squads or on the street that are available. And we identified a young man, Jamal Rowe, on Green Bay's practice squad. And we had talked about him several times. And the fact that Bouye couldn't go last week, and I thought Daryl Morris played an outstanding football game on Sunday, but unfortunately he had a bit of an ankle issue. And so to fortify that position, we actually signed Jamal off of Green Bay's practice squad, probably the most significant move that we made.
So when you sign someone off of someone else's practice squad, how do you evaluate a player there? I mean, you're obviously not seeing him playing necessarily the week before game film. I'm sure your staff does a pretty good job of knowing who's out there and what they're capable of. But how do you evaluate someone from someone else's squad?
Well, those evaluations, they go back, if you remember, how much we've talked about the fact that we had the first claiming priority. And so we did an extensive, set of studies on all the team's rosters over the course of the preseason. And so a lot of the bulk of that evaluation came, in fact, from those preseason evaluations, and his college evaluations as well.
Ronnie Brown was someone that did get released. Two-part question to Ronnie. Here's a guy with 10 years NFL experience. How does that maybe affect your decision, or does it play into keeping or releasing a player with that much experience? And just your thoughts on doing that with kind of the struggles that the running game has had at this point.
Well, obviously we feel pretty good about Arian's health at this point, and so we felt comfortable doing that. In fact, even last week in the game, Ronnie was active, but he didn't play. And even when, late in the second half, Grimes played a lot, Alfred Blue played a lot. And so we feel like the running back position is, man, and Arian's doing well. He's healthy and he's back. So from that standpoint, we feel like the running back position is manned, fairly well. As it relates to whether or not it's impactful, with his roster status and how many years he has, yes, a player who has more than 4 years, who is a vested veteran, is not subject to waivers at this point. And so rather than, potentially losing a younger player who would be subject to waivers, we release a guy like Ronnie who just immediately terminates. And then we have the conversation with him that, hey, if something happens down the road, we would be willing to bring you back. So stay in shape and all those kind of conversations that we had with him. He's an outstanding player, did a great job for us. And so you may see him back on our football team at some point over the course of the season.
One guy we talked about last week was Ryan Pickett. You chose him for specific reasons, specific needs. And are you even a little surprised, or is that just a pat on your own back for how well he came in immediately and made an impact last week?
Well, I don't know if it's a pat on my back as much as it's just a testament to the kind of player he is. I mean, he's a veteran player, and so the thing that you worry about when you sign a guy like that who hasn't been in a camp over the course of a training camp, nor had he been in really an off-season program, was that you're concerned about a conditioning, you're concerned about, the potential injury risk. And so I thought we managed the number of snaps, but we felt like he could come in and immediately help us in the run defense, and he was able to do that. And I think the entire defense, I think our run fits were better, so I think he had a big part of our improvement there, but I also think our entire defense played better.
Well, and no one on the entire defense, as proven by the awards and accolades that have been collected, J.J. Watt, AFC Defensive Player of the Week, AFC Defensive Player of the Month. The guy never ceases to amaze, but what does a guy like that mean just to not only this football team, but the entire organization?
No, and we've talked, a lot about J.J., obviously, with the contract extension, but, the thing I think I appreciate most about him is the fact that he it's important. Everything that you see about J.J. Watt is authentic, and he wants to be great, and he understands, what it takes to be great. And then he has the discipline to go out and implement all the things that he knows that he needs to do. And so it's a rare combination, And I'm happy to see him have some success and have the recognition that he's gaining, at least so far in this early season.
The Dallas Cowboys at hand. Just first up, from your standpoint, just knowing from the city, from the media maybe builds more out of it than it is, but just this in-state rivalry and playing the Dallas Cowboys, obviously the first team the Houston Texans played in franchise history.
Yeah, I mean, a big football game, there's no question. And our guys understand that. It's the next game, so there's some context around it and some perspective. But I tell you what, they are probably as hot as any football team in the NFL at this point. They run the ball extremely well, extremely physical up front, talented at the quarterback position and the wide receiver position. And so we got our hands full.
And, you know, you talk so much about the running game on both sides, and the run defense struggled a little bit at times this season. Ours did. And when you look at DeMarco Murray and the Dallas Cowboys coming in with the number one rusher in the NFL, that's got to be, I would imagine, the biggest challenge for this team.
I think that's why you do this show, because that's a great point. I mean, you talk about J.J. being the AFC player of the week. We're facing, or player of the month, you're facing a guy who was the NFC offensive player of the month. This guy's running the ball extremely well. He's a physical, punishing type of runner. And so we've got to make sure that we are, you know, we play good gap control defense, and that we're physical and we take the fight to them and not, you know, sit on our heels, because they are coming downhill running the football.
All right, great stuff. Thank you so much. We've taken another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we will follow the radio guys and check in with Justin Tuggle and Whitney Merciless. Stay with us.